Good morning to you all. We're glad that you're here in the Lord's house today at Grace Bible Church. We are concluding today our readings through Psalm 25 and our calls to worship. This particular passage of Scripture is such a blessing to me personally. The latter part of this particular Psalm, verses 14 through 22, illustrate the wonder of fearing God and how that affects your thinking, how it affects your actions, the decisions that you make in life. And in verse 18 through the end of the psalm, we read this, "Look upon mine affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in Thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on Thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles." You know, it's interesting there that you have both a personal perspective and a national perspective that's given to us here as Solomon writes concerning himself. He desired more than anything else for God to preserve him, to keep him in time of trouble, to watch over him. But he also knew his responsibility. Three times there he refers to himself, "For I trust in Thee. I put my trust in Thee. I wait on Thee." He understood his role, his responsibility to keep himself in a place where God could bless him. God could preserve him. You know, I think many times we forget about that. Sometimes we just expect God just to just shield us no matter what we do, how we act, where we go, what we do. You know, I would fully expect for bad things to happen if I started going to a bar. Yeah? I fully expect bad things would start happening. Bad things would start happening if I showed up down at one of these clubs in downtown Pensacola. Why? It's an evil place. That's where wrongdoing is honored and glorified. I don't need to be there. I need to keep myself in a place where my Lord can bless me. My Lord can watch out. And this is the cry of Solomon. You see both sides of this. God, I need you to preserve me. I wait on Thee. Lord, I need you to watch over me. I trust in Thee. And then his final cry, "Lord, not only for myself, but for my nation." Notice, "Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles." I know as a Christian, I find myself praying that prayer for America quite often. Lord, I don't know the future of America, but I pray that you would redeem America. I don't know if it's possible. God has not told us not to pray for our country. And so I have a burden for our nation. I have a burden for the things that we hold dear. It upsets me when I see people desecrate the flag of the United States. It upsets me when I see those things because I grew up learning to respect those things. And I don't know about you, but I want the best for our country. I don't want to see our country destroyed. But I also know what's required. What's required is repentance. What's required is belief that there is a true and living God, and we're going to have to give an account. He has claims upon us. There has to be that awakening and turning back to God in order for God to be able to bless. God cannot bless what hates Him. God cannot bless what despises Him. You see, that's why He sent His Son. That was the only way of escape. He had to send His Son to shed His blood so that those that hated Him could have a way of escape so they could love Him. See how it works? The writer here is concerned about his nation. I know you're concerned as well. But it all starts with the individual, not a group, but the individual getting right with their God and seeking to have God's best in their life. I thank the Lord for Psalm 25. I hope that our walk through that particular psalm has been a help and a blessing and a challenge to all of us as we seek to worship our Lord today.